Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
And welcome to everyone on this wonderful evening. Welcome to our second full service of the evening. We are just delighted that you're all here tonight. And we are so very, very grateful that we can gather together for Shabbat. I want to thank Sue and Patty for their magnificent music. Totally inspirational and spiritual. And if you want to listen to it again, it'll be on the podcast. So please feel free. Don't make faces. It was beautiful. It was really beautiful. Remember, most of us have no musical whatever. To us, you sound perfect all the time. And tonight, especially. We welcome you to our Yom Ha'atzma'ut Shabbat. The theme of this evening is What Israel Means to Me. And I want to thank in advance the four wonderful people, Eliana, Amnon, Lindsay, and Frank, who agreed to share their views and their feelings with us. I know that you will all get a different sort of a kaleidoscope of views of Israel. And then I hope people continue to share their views and their stories at Oneg. I want to welcome a very special young man to the front row. So tonight is, how old are you, Rabbi Perlin? I am so old that I knew the Wolins before they had any children. And now it's the bar mitzvah of the third. That's how long they've been here. And this is so very exciting. I remember the day that you were born. In fact, I showed Jacob this week the announcement, because when the old days we used to sort of put out a memo to the members of the board, and I still have the announcement of his birth and how much he weighed and how long he was. And so that's your file is really thick, really, really thick. And, you know, as the third of a family where everybody goes on to confirmation and post-confirmation, no pressure whatsoever. But I am so delighted to welcome everyone to the front row. The grandparents, I thank you for everything you do, for all the help, for all the tutoring, long distance. We just think you're wonderful. So welcome, welcome. And for anyone who might need to know how old I really am, tonight we welcome the Schicks to the Bima tonight. The Schick Thompson family has come from across the country. And so it is quite exciting. I met Joseph in utero. Joseph's mother came into my office waddling pregnant. The most beautiful pregnant woman, may she rest in peace, you've ever seen. And tonight I get to name his baby. Every life cycle event in Joseph's life has been on this Bima, and they now live in Austin, and they've come all the way from Austin to come full circle, which just gives me chills. If you want to see Joseph in the consecration or confirmation pictures, I'm happy to show you. He's in an adorable little suit in the consecration pictures. But that is truly a blessing in my life to be able to come full circle and welcome Shoshana Miriam to Temple B'nai Shalom and to the Jewish people. And I am so very grateful. It seems like yesterday you were on the Bima right here getting married. And one of the most fun weddings ever, but I think that was more Thompson's than Schick's, but we'll get into that at Oneg. So I want to welcome everyone, those who have traveled long distances, those from Maryland who needed a passport to find us. And the Schicks have traveled from Culpeper, Virginia, since Joseph was a tiny little boy. So anybody who says, oh, I schlepped to Temple, you know, Wade Schick has it over all of you. So I am thrilled to be naming the next generation of Schicks tonight. And we want to welcome our friends from Oakton United Methodist and Franconia United Methodist. Could you all wave to me? I hope, great. Welcome, welcome. This is how it works. We talk, we pray, and then we eat afterwards. Don't leave without eating, okay? And I hope my husband gave you a great orientation. So welcome, welcome. If anyone needs to use room 9 for little children, so you're welcome to do so. The toys are back there, and the big screen is back there. So welcome, welcome. We are so delighted. Our opening song tonight is Eli, Eli, written by Hannah Senesch. And I want to thank the Budovs so many years ago for writing this beautiful service. Eliana was not an adult at the time you wrote the service, so it's really wonderful for your family to come full circle tonight. My pleasure to welcome Debbie and Shana Wolin with the wonderful grandparents to light the Shabbat candles for us.
As these Shabbat candles give light to all who behold them, so may we, by our lives, give light to all who behold us. As their brightness reminds us of the generations of Israel who have kindled light, so may we, in our own day, be among those who kindle light. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. Lekad lekad kala, v'nei p'nei shabbat lekamela. Hakala, Bene Bene Shabbat Bechavela, Shamor Bezachor Bedibur Echad, Ishmihanu El Hamuchat, Adonai Echad, Ishamo Echad, Lashem Otifaret Felipi, La 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 La
the Shema, one of the two oldest prayers in Judaism, coming directly from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Adonai Elohecha, Bechol Levavcha, Ubechol Nafshecha, ובכל מאודך, והיו הדברים האלה, אשר אנוכי מצבך היום על לבבך, ושיננתם לבניך, ודיברת בם, ושיבתך בביתך, ובלכתך בדרך, ובשכבך ובקומך, וקשרתם לאות על ידך, והיו לטוטפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובישריך, למען תזכרו ועשיתם את כל מצוותיי, והייתם קדושים לאלוהיכם. אני אדוני אלוהיכם, אשר הוצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים, להיות לכם לאלוהים. אני אדוני אלוהיכם. You shall love your eternal God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And all these words which I command you on this day shall be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down,
and when you rise up.
And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And they shall write them upon the doorposts of your house and on your gates,
so that you may remember and do all my commandments
and be holy to your God. I am your eternal God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I am your eternal God. Our Micha Malcha prayer is our prayer of freedom. We say it at every service. It comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 15. And when we sing Micha Malcha, we rejoice.
Intensive Hebrew class, and becoming a Birthright Fellow. While I had been to Israel before on a temple trip and Birthright, and of course extended both of them, not to mention watching my dad's passion for Israel as a kid, my passion and bond with the country only grew stronger with the more time that I was living there. This June, I'll lead a Birthright trip, and I have the benefit of passing along my passion for Israel to 47 college students. This is a place where Israeli daily life became normal to me, where I had many firsts, including paying my bills in a different language, experiencing the Yom HaZikaron sirens and the transition into Yom HaAtzmaut, being a part of Women of the Wall, taking school field trips to sensitive areas in the conflict, such as Arab neighborhoods in East Jerusalem and the West Bank, including refugee camps as well, spending Shabbat with my cousins in a small settlement outside of Hebron, and lastly, running the 10K in the Jerusalem Marathon. Growing up as a Reform Jew in the US, we're not exposed to the unfortunate reality of gender inequality at the Western Wall. For me, it is so important to realize that the Western Wall is treated as an Orthodox synagogue, rather than a place for Jews of all denominations to pray. A normal 7 a.m. Rosh Chodesh service looked like this. Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox kids and adults waiting on our arrival. And once we were through security, we were in a fenced-off area in the women's section, hearing constant loud whistles, cowbells, screams, and slurs. When it was time to take the Torah out, which they hid in order to bring into the plaza because women are not allowed to carry Torahs in Orthodox Judaism, the ultra-Orthodox crowds got louder and increasingly more hostile. As I proudly wore my Women of the Wall tallit, Anat Hoffman asked me to hold one end of the chuppah during the Torah service. I stood on the chair and held my end of the tallit proudly, looking around at the Kotel Plaza, while several women were having their bat mitzvah as they read from the Torah, was a once-in-a-lifetime memory that I will never forget. Now, you might ask why I would attend 11 Rosh Chodesh services and a Hanukkah lighting when I could have easily slept later, picked up coffee from Aroma when I lived in the same building as it, taken one bus instead of the light rail and rushing to another bus to get to class on time, because I'm a proud Reformed Jew and I deserve to worship how I please at the foot of the holiest site in a country that I consider my second home. But let's get to the things that really make Israel amazing to me. Jewish holidays are national holidays, and that also became an aspect of daily life for me. My parents and I spent Yom Kippur in Rishon LeZion with our close friends. On Kol Nidrei, no cars were to be found in the streets, but rather hundreds of kids riding their bikes. We walked to the local synagogue, where everyone was wearing white, and following services, walked in the streets, which were full of people, to friends' houses, to the main downtown area, and even on the highway. Even more common holidays like Shabbat became routine. I knew to grab everything I needed for the weekend on Friday morning, even if that meant pushing my way through the Shuk, Machne Yehuda, racing to get everywhere before the siren sounded for the city to stop, except for some of our favorite go-to pubs that only locals knew were open. Waking up to the silence and serenity of Shabbat morning meant that Shabbat really happened. On Sukkot, outdoor seating at restaurants was replaced with a sukkah, and when you looked up at apartment buildings, sukkahs were on every single balcony. And on Purim, we partied in the streets, but the real party was on Yom HaAtzmaut, after we stood solemnly the day before as our lives stopped twice when the siren sounded, and once the night before. I stood on the street and felt that I was a part of this, that those being remembered were one of us. And when my parents came on Pesach break, we ate at restaurant after restaurant, all of which were kosher for Pesach. The potato bread sandwiches looked real, and I don't even think I had one piece of matzah. Moreover, I got to show my parents my home in Israel, my day-to-day life there, and my love for the country. This is where Judaism and life go hand in hand and can be seen every day and every holiday. Chag Sameach.
Thank you.
The children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath. Observing the Sabbath is an eternal covenant for all generations. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel. For the Eternal One made the heavens and earth, and in 6 days, but on the seventh day, God rested and was refreshed. At the bottom of page 5. Adonai Svatai Tiptach Ufi Yagid Tehilatecha. Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Velohei Avotenu V'imotenu Elohei Abraham Elohei Yitzchak Elohei Yaakov Elohei Sarah Elohei Rivka Elohei Leah, Velohei Rachel, Ha'el Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Vikone Hakol, Vizocher Chaste Avot Vimahot, Umevi Geula, Livne Venehem, Lema'an Shemo Be'ahava, Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagain, Baruch Ata Adonai. Magen Abraham ve'ezrat Sarah. You may be seated.
Good job, everybody.
Good job.
I feel like it's a show and tell tonight. And tonight this will be a little bit different. So give me a second to set up. I'm known Solomon, and what I like to do is describe what Israel means to me using physical objects. Things that I've accumulated through the years that I can touch. Before I start pulling items from this box, I should provide some background. My parents left Germany to find freedom in Palestine, now Israel. My mother left Germany with her parents and brother to arrive in the newly created Moshav, Shavit Zion, in 1938. Upon arriving, my mother's name was changed from Senta to Haviva, as it was required that all children have Hebrew names. My father left Germany in 1948 after conducting some missions for the French military while in Germany. He met my mother in Israel, where he joined the Palmach. Both my sister and I were born there in Israel. And at the age of 5, my family and I left Israel to immigrate to the United States. I did not return to Israel till I was 55 years old, with my wife, my TBF family, and my rabbi, Rabbi Perlin. Now the box and what Israel means to me. First, Israel means to me travel. So, first off, these spoons that are here. These are spoons that were melted down coins brought by my parents from Germany to Israel because they weren't allowed to bring money out of Germany when they left for Palestine. Now, I remember as a young child playing with these little squares on the beach because we lived right in the Mediterranean Sea. And it wasn't until 50 years later when I went back on the visit with the synagogue that I figured out what those little pieces on the beach were. Because this, now, this is from a Byzantine church that happens to be on the property of the Moshav where I grew up. So those little squares that I was stacking on the beach when I was there were actually pieces from a very large flooring of the Byzantine church that was on the beach. And I didn't realize until 50 years later what those little play pieces were that I played on the beach when I was very young. The trip to America on the boat was exciting. That's how we came to America, on a boat. We arrived in New York in December of 1961. It was crowded, and all of us got into this stinky old Cadillac and drove from all the way from New York to Indiana without even stopping. That first winter in that small town in Stillwell, Indiana was so cold. My sister and I slept in the attic of the house with our cousins. There was no hot water in the house, so we took baths in the neighbor's house. This is my U.S. passport. It has my name as Amnon Max Solomon. My family and friends here in America call me Amnon. My coworkers at work, because it's too difficult to say Amnon, call me Max. And just like my mother, I have my Israeli name, Amnon, and also my American identity. And wherever I go, and I take the passport whenever I travel, I always carry my passport with a copy of my U.S. citizenship and also my Israeli birth certificate, because I've had issues going into Mexico and other places where they say, are you really a U.S. citizen? And I always take the two with me. So that's what travel means for me. Now, what are the religious connections to me? Well, this was used by my grandparents in Israel to hold the Shabbos candles that they used each week. This is a Kiddush cup that my family used in Germany and in Israel and has engravings on it, interestingly enough, of Kaiser Wilhelm and Berlin on it. This is a neat story behind this mezuzah that we put in our doors in our homes. This mezuzah my wife and I purchased when we were in Israel on our temple trip, synagogue trip. And we bought it in a place called Safed in Israel. And it was really weird because as we were going down the street in Safed, we ran up against our daughter, who was actually on a birthright trip there in Israel at the time. And we knew she was in Israel, but we thought she was in a place called Sfat. And we were in the town of Safed. And it wasn't until we ran across, you know, one of her friends from the high school and said, wait a second, where's our daughter? And I yelled at the top of our lungs. And then she did discover that we were there, and we actually met her, and that was really cool. Now, in addition, My wife and I, when we were there, probably the most special thing that ever happened in my life was we got to the top of Masada, and then we renewed our wedding vows up on the top of Masada with our rabbi. And what we did, I know we weren't supposed to do this, but this stone was taken from the top of Masada. And what we engraved, what we wrote on it is Masada and the date we were there, which was December 23rd of 2012. And in the last couple of years, I had my adult bar mitzvah or b'nai mitzvah, and I decided the yad or the pointer to look at the Torah. I reached out to some artists in Israel, and this is the yad that was made from olive tree in Israel, just to kind of for my connection. Now, this box. So Israel to me means safety. My father, as I said before, served in the Palmach. He was in the Negev Brigade, 7th Battalion in Beersheba. My father was initiated into the military on the top of Masada. So it's kind of neat when my wife and I were there, because that's where he started his life in the military in Israel on top of Masada. Now this box. This is an ammo box. And my father actually took it from an Arab during the 1948 War for Independence. And there's actually a bullet hole in it that this still exists in the box. I remember at a very early age when we came to America, driving in the country with my parents and sister. My sister yelled out, "Abba, where is your rifle?" She was like 8 or 9 years old at that time. She said, "The Arabs might hurt us if you don't have it." But we're driving around Michigan, right? Well, I always felt safe in America because of my dad's training and time spent in France in the military there, Germany, and in Israel. But I gotta say, Israel also means to me wonderful food. I remember my father, when I was there in Israel, gathering sabra, and we needed to make sure the wind was going the right direction or the needles would potentially blow on us, and it's a fruit from a cactus. So we had to make sure the wind was going in the right direction. We would take the fruit with gloves and throw it in a bucket of salt water, and then we'd bring that home. And the remonim, or pomegranates, to this day, during pomegranate season, that's all I do every evening is eat pomegranates and peel them. And also having halva for breakfast on bread was just delightful, and to this day I still love having halva on bread. So what does Israel really mean to me? It's more than just a country. It's more than just a birthplace. It's more than my family's personal story or my history. Israel is a part of who I am, and I am a part of Israel, this Yom Ha'atzmaut, and every day. Thank you.
Was that not the best show and tell?
Some of us always, even from early ages, still like show and tell.
We have some readings for Yom Ha'atzmaut, and I have four readers. I'd like to invite you up now. Thank you,
Amen. The land of Israel will be small, but the people of Israel will make it great. Not in opulence, but in eminence will their destiny be fulfilled, and the elixir of their pride will be distilled, not out of dominion or far-flung borders, but out of the faithful and skillful building of good society.
For the Jew, Israel is a state of mind. It is not only a piece of geography. It is history. It is theology. It is memory. It is Jewish tears and Jewish triumphs. It is Jewish anguish and Jewish ecstasy. It is the child. It is childhood legends and biblical verses. It is the direction that we pray and the subject of our prayers. It is exile and homecoming. It is a burning temple and a new flag at the United Nations. It is Tish B'Av and the 5th of Iyar. It is a people restored and a hope reborn.
The demands which American Jews make upon the state are not the same as those of the people who live there. We need a country which supports our claim to higher moral standards, illustrating for all to see Jewish teachings of social justice and compassion. We need it as well to validate our own sense of what Jewish history has been and where it leads. In short, we need Israel to help us remain Jews.
We are privileged to live in an extraordinary time, one in which a third Jewish commonwealth has been established in our people's ancient homeland. We are bound to that land and to the newly reborn state of Israel by innumerable religious and ethnic ties. We have both a stake and a responsibility in building the state of Israel, assuring its security, and defining its Jewish character.
Do we have our video presentation? We need to put the screens down. If everything works, we're going to have words from the land of Israel, from our beloved Lindsay Sheldon, who's been living in Israel all year. Okay, while they're doing that, we're going to read the prayer for the peace for Israel. Together, God in heaven, rock of Israel and our Redeemer, bless the state of Israel, the beginning of the flowering of our redemption. Shield her under the wings of your compassion, spread over her your sukkah of peace, and send your light and your truth to her leaders, officials, and advisors. Help them with your good counsel. Strengthen the hands of the defenders of our holy land. Deliver them, O God, and crown their efforts in triumph. Grant peace to the land and everlasting joy to all of Israel's inhabitants. And let us say, Amen.
Shabbat Shalom, Temple family. My name is Lindsay Sheldon, and I am a member of the Charingtons tribe. You might know my family and see them around.
Just some technical difficulties. Come on. Well, it worked before.
Shabbat Shalom, Temple family. My name is Lindsay Sheldon, and I am a member of the Charingtons tribe. You might know my family and see them around. I want to say hi from Israel. I'm currently living and teaching here for 1 year, and also learning Hebrew, which is very exciting. I'm standing right now in my very own backyard, which is unbelievable. It's the Moktesh Ramon. My community is called Mitzvah Ramon. It's a very small town that's situated here between Beersheba and Eilat in the middle of the Negev. It's very quiet and very different from home in a lot of ways. But when you see this video, I'll actually be in Tel Aviv celebrating Yom HaAtzmaut. So I guess in the future, hi from Tel Aviv. I'm excited to be celebrating Yom HaAtzmaut this year here, as Israeli Independence Day has a different special meaning to me now. Being here, I've been so touched by the sense of me being a part of this huge family and huge network of Jewish, essentially Jewish immigrants from all over the world. I'm actually not too far from Midrashet Ben Gurion, which is where Ben Gurion is actually buried. And he felt very strongly about, obviously, Zionism and creating this wonderful country where Jews from all over the world can come and be themselves. And I think this country is very special for that. Very young, we have a long way to go. Happy to be contributing to it this year and in years to come. Baruch Hashem, I hope Israel will always continue to be independent and a vibrant, beautiful country as it is now. Enjoy Yom HaTzmaut and happy Israeli Independence Day.
Thank you, technology people. We really appreciate that. Im Tirtzu, if you will it, it is no dream. After millennia of persecution, the land of Israel means something very special to us. But we understand that one-fifth of the population of Israel is not Jewish, but they are living in a free country, a democratic country, where they can vote. The third largest party in the Israeli Knesset is the Arab Party, and that could not possibly happen anywhere else in the Middle East but Israel. A young country of only 70 years, Israel has a long way to go in her development, but oh, what she has achieved in 70 years. But the one thing Israel has not been able to achieve is peace. For peace, we need people willing to sit at the peace table, willing to acknowledge our existence, willing to compromise. And so tonight we pray with all of our hearts as we add Ve'et Kol Ha'amim and all the peoples to the traditional Shalom Rav prayer. We pray with all of our hearts that we will live at a time when we can finally say all of Israel's borders are secure and there is peace. We continue with Shalom Rav on page 8.
Shalom Rav, Yisrael.
service, as we sing the Mishaberach, we pray for healing for all of our members who need our prayers. We send a special Mishaberach to Linda Kamen, who entered the hospital today. We send Donna a huge Mishaberach hug from every single person in this sanctuary. You'll feel the energy, and that'll make you invigorated with Mishaberach. You'll have like a Mishaberach surge. Just don't overheat. I don't know that you could ever overheat. For all of you who need healing, the Mishaberach is here for you. It's this ever-flowing fountain. And for those of you who have healing to give it to every person in need in this room and then send it out into the world. There are so many people in need of healing in mind and body and spirit. For each and every one of them, we sing the Mishaberach together. Silently. Not for Ann Miller. Ann Miller introduced the nice Jewish boy who kept coming to services from Culpeper in a suit, sometimes a three-piece suit, to the beautiful woman who was embracing Judaism, who was sitting on the opposite side of the sanctuary. And at Oneg, Ann went up to them and said, the matchmaker that she is, Sarah, why don't you meet Joe? And the rest is history. Thanks to me, the baby is legitimate, but that's a whole other story. And so it is my pleasure to welcome these two amazing parents as they bring their beautiful daughter into the covenant of Judaism. Oh, hi, Angel. Welcome to your bima. Wherever you are in the world, Shoshana, you are going to be a TBS baby because your roots are here. Your parents stood exactly, come into the chuppah, right here. They stood right here and got married and united their lives. Your mom jumped over a broom right down there, and their lives began. And when they sat in my office, they only dreamed of you. And who knew that you would be this beautiful and this wonderful? And tonight we give you your Hebrew name. Well, they already gave you a Hebrew name. Shoshana Miriam, pretty Jewish in Texas. Everybody's going to know that's a nice Jewish girl. And we add to your Hebrew name the Hebrew name that your grandmother Laura chose with me together, Atara. May it always be a crowning name for you. Laura loved that name, and having three beautiful Hebrew names will just add to the meaning of your Judaism and your life. Parents, isn't this awesome? You will sleep in 25 years. We thank you for bringing your baby to your bima, surrounded by your entourage, all the wonderful people who love you. The three amazing grandparents who are here. Grandparents, do you promise to spoil this child?
Amen.
Excellent. You've already started. Good. You just keep it up. That's what we were born to be grandparents to do. And we ask God's blessing on your baby. Oh, God, source of all life, we thank you for the countless blessings you have given us. We thank you especially for the sacred joy and privilege of parenthood, which adds profound meaning and purpose to our existence. Grateful for your gift of new life, Joe and Sarah have come into their sanctuary, to this sacred place where their lives began, to thank you and ask your guidance in the upbringing of their newborn daughter. I love you. I love you already. Grant to these parents wisdom, patience, and devotion that they may raise their daughter to live in accordance with your Torah. In this synagogue, I'm used to it. In this synagogue, in the presence of your holy congregation, with family and friends here, we give to your beautiful baby this amazing Hebrew name, Shoshana Miriam Atara Bat Yosef Ben Sion Vitzipora Rachel. It's a mouthful. May she be a loyal daughter of the household of Israel. May she visit the land of Israel and claim her birthright. Wherever you go and whatever you do, may you be a symbol of repairing the world, a symbol of acceptance and love and hope and all the best that our world has to offer. And so it is my privilege to place my hands upon your little head as I placed my hands on your daddy's head when he was born, when he was consecrated, when he had his bar mitzvah, his confirmation, his post-confirmation, and his wedding. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, may God bless you and keep you. Ya'er Adonai panav eilecha v'chunecha, may God's face shine bounce in your beautiful face, guiding and sustaining you. Yisa Adonai panav eilecha v'yasev lecha shalom, may God grant you a life filled with peace and be the teenager that your parents were to their parents. And let us all say, Amen. Amen.
Simin Tavu, Mazel Tavu, Mazel Tavu, Simin Tavu, Simin Tavu, Mazel Tavu, Mazel Tavu, Simin Tavu.
Babysitting sign-up in Austin, Texas will be located in the social hall during ONEG. Wade will fly you to Texas, and then they'll pay you minimum wage. So, our last speaker of the evening is our very own Frank Cohn.
You put me after a baby name. And
I could say something, but I
my gift to you.
Amnon, the Israeli minister of antiquities, is called. They want their rock back. Shabbat Shalom. I've been teaching about Israel to our ninth grade students in the YES program for probably a decade, but it wasn't until 2012 that I made my first trip there, this one with the temple and led by Rabbi Perlin, and it gave me a chance to see whether the lessons I had been teaching my students were confirmed by what I experienced from the lively, open, liberal Jewish flavor and lifestyle of Tel Aviv that can pass for almost any large Western Hemisphere metropolitan area to the more religiously pious and quieter Jerusalem, just a short 40-minute ride away. Israel is about the size of New Jersey, so there is a good use for New Jersey after all. I'm from New Jersey, so another good use, I suppose. But it seems to have an influence on the world worthy of a country occupying a much larger landmass, but it's a safe haven for Jews, and I've never felt threatened there. Sue's cousins found safety there from their non-citizenship status in Ukraine when they immigrated to Israel in 1992. They live in Ashkelon, a few miles from the Gaza border, but generally feel safe in their day-to-day business. We visited them on our trip then, and again in 2014, when they had more time to show us all over parts of the country. It was Lag BaOmer, and that night we watched people celebrate with bonfires. By morning, they had all gone to bed, and from our hotel room, I could see the Mediterranean on one side, and just by an open field near the hotel, a family of Ruppel's foxes played and looked for breakfast. I know that's all exciting to you. To me, it was very relaxing. When colleagues of mine were scheduling a trip for a meeting in Israel, some of them expressed unease, and I told them it's the safest place they could be. And upon their return, they not only confirmed that feeling, but also noted that it was one of the most organized meetings they had ever attended. I think the only time I didn't feel safe, or at least was the most uncomfortable, was when we were driving our rental car in Haifa, desperately trying to find our hotel. Trying to negotiate an unfamiliar city is hard enough, but we had to look for street signs in three languages, if they were even posted on the side of a building, and we had to try to read them while staying out of the streetcar tracks and bus lanes and zigzagging back and forth up a mountain of one-way streets. We gave up, and Sue finally got out of the car to ask for help. A gentleman on the street agreed to lead us to our hotel if we gave him a ride to his car. We never thought twice about taking a stranger in our car. After visiting Israel and several of its neighbors, I've learned that if you identify yourself as a Jew, most people automatically assume you unequivocally support Israel. And in many parts of the world, it's assumed that all Jews are Israelis. For me, there's nothing wrong with that, and I do feel proud to be associated closely with Israel. So I also look at it as a teachable moment. But regardless of an Israeli or American identity, I have issues with Israel, with its politics, its religious leaders. I want Israel to survive and coexist peacefully with its neighbors, and I want to feel as proud of its policies as well as its accomplishments. I worry about what would happen if this tiny democracy, the only true democracy in the most contentious part of the world, surrounded by kingdoms, sultanates, and militarily run countries, cease to exist. But I also feel that Israel has a high standard to live up to if it is to be a light unto the nations. Like Jacob in the Torah, not my son Jacob, I struggle with Israel. And I have my own selfish reasons for my love of Israel. Our first visit with Rabbi Pearl and our TBS friends was in late December, and we traveled from Jerusalem to the Galilee on December 25th, my birthday. That night, our group and several hundred people in the kibbutz celebrated with a cake. Christmas or Santa was nowhere to be found. And so for the first time, I felt part of a majority. I belonged here in a special way without having to explain to anyone why I didn't celebrate Christmas and that my birthday on Christmas was not a double special day. It was just my birthday, period. Yay. It was great, I gotta tell you. I love the nature of Israel and that you can travel from Jerusalem, which can get snow in winter, to Ein Gedi, the nature reserve in the hot desert by the Dead Sea, a distance of about 50 miles in about 80 minutes. In that short time, you will have descended from 3,000 feet above sea level to 1,000 feet below sea level. I know this because Hannah and I nerded out watching my watch altimeter show the gradual drop in elevation. And the Hula Valley, north of the Galilee, where 500 million birds migrate through annually, is one of my favorite places. Sue and I renewed our wedding vows with Rabbi Perlin amidst the quacking and tweeting of all those birds. And one of these days, I hope to visit in November for the annual Hula Valley Bird Festival. And I know you all would love to join me. So exciting. I'm amazed that this small country has such a diverse geography and manages to use its resources so carefully. They develop drip irrigation and they're the world's experts on desalination to make seawater potable. I remember visiting Egypt and being so careful not to drink the water, but the first time we landed in Israel, I drank water straight from the tap with no worries. To me, Israel is a miniature world with its extreme varieties of nature, alongside the conflicts encountered when people from different backgrounds occupy adjacent and overlapping ranges, struggling to make their lives better, especially on this tiny piece of land. Israel is a crossroads of cultures, religions, and of course, birds. To me, it's at the center of our geographic globe and my Jewish spiritual world. I want to feel proud that the actions of Israel, the country, mirror the Jewish values we learned from our study of Torah and that we strive to live by and teach to our children. Shabbat Shalom.
Harim saluk hayayin v'reach haranim nisa baruach ha'arbaim im kol pa'amonim uftar demad ilan v'even shvuya b'chachoma ha'ir asher badad yoshevet uveli b'choma Yerushalayim shel zahav v'shel nechoshet v'shel or alor lechosh yirayim ani kinor Yerushalayim shel zahav v'shel nechoshet v'shel or alor lechosh yirayich ani
Continue with the Aleinu on page 10. Please rise.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Each of us has a name given by God and given by our parents. Each of us has a name given by our stature and our smile and given what we wear. Each of us has a name given by the mountains and given by our walls. Each of us has a name given by the stars and given by our neighbors. Each of us has a name given by our sins and given by our longing. Each of us has a name given by our enemies and given by our love. Each of us has a name given by our celebrations and given by our work. Each of us has a name given by the seasons and given by our blindness. Each of us has a name given by the sea and given by our death. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members: Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, Susan Feitelman, Sheldon Miller, Toby Konigsberg. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days of Merle Jordan, friend of Barbara Jamori, Arlene Saul, mother of Kevin Saul, Harriet Sturm, friend of the Kleinman family, Rhoda Lerner, sister of Melanie Nitzer, and there is a memorial minion being held at the Nitzer's home 7:30 this Wednesday evening. And Barbara Bush, former First Lady of the United States. And we remember the yard sites of our beloved members: Sergeant Ryan Sernorski. Your TBS family is with you. Charlotte Goldman, Susan Greenwald. We remember the yard sites this week of Arthur Goldman, Fanny Barry, Robert Flagel, Julius Frager, Alvin Liftman, Elmer Schick, Mo Atel, Nellie Swartz, Helene Weissman, James Willis, Michael Zlatokrylov, Karen Goodman, Elaine Miller, Murray Miller, Sarah Perlman, Barbara Seldowitz, Menachem David, Marie Solange Derion, Morton Meisner, Morris Plotkin, Jeffrey Surratt, Celia Abelson, Patsy Hegstad, Jerome Markoff, Daniel Pekin, Jim Schneider, Lori Buckheim, Doris Rinsberg, Carol Rosenhaus, William Weitz, Sadie Schleifstein, Grace Mann, and all who died in the Virginia Tech massacre, including Mary Reed, Rima Samaha, and Leslie Sherman. And Jacob remembers these beloved members of his family, important members of his family: Grandpa Papa Hal Wiseman, Uncle Mark Wolin, Great-Grandma Reba Wolin, Bubby Seema Brinus, Great-Uncle Bernie Brinus, Great-Aunt Eileen Wolin, Great-Uncle Dick Carlin, Great-Uncle Arnold Wiseman, Great-Aunt Millie Bergstrom, Great-Aunt Marilyn Klein. They are all with you on this very special weekend. We rise for Kaddish on page 11. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shmei Rabbah, b'alma divarach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei, v'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chayedecho beit Yisrael, v'agala uv'izman kari v'yimru amen. Yehei shmei Rabbah mevarach li'alam almei almaya, Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitramam v'yitnasei, V'yitadar v'yitaleh v'yitalal shmei dekutsha b'rechu. Le'ela min kol berachata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran b'alma v'imru amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'mrumav, hu ya'aseh shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen. We move from this time of sacred memory to honoring a young man whose family is so dedicated to Jewish learning and Jewish community that they have gone through at least two sets of tires getting their children to and from Hebrew school, I bet, at least. Maybe not as far as Culpeper, but still pretty far. I always love seeing Jacob Wolin walk through our doors for Hebrew and religious school because I know I will get a warm smile, and that brings a lot of joy. We are all so proud of the hard work and the determination and the discipline that Jacob has displayed, a discipline really beyond his 13 years, to come to this weekend so completely well prepared, the weekend of his bar mitzvah. His loving family, his friends, his rabbis will be filled with awe tomorrow as he rocks the TBS Bima. Jacob is leading Kiddush with the support of his amazing family, who he values dearly, his parents, Harry and Debbie, his brother, Jordan, who was my second bar mitzvah here, I think, and his sister, Shana. Loving siblings and excellent role models of continued Jewish learning. Kiddush is on page 13, and Jacob will be leading us and by himself.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day in its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, the eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch Atanai Eloheinu Ma'alam, Borei Pri Hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch Atanai Eloheinu Ma'alam, Asher Kishan Mitzvotav V'Ratzavanu. V'Shabbat Kadsho, B'Ahava Uvratzon, Hin Hilanu, Zikaron Ma'aseh V'Reishit, Kihu Yom Tehila, L'Mikra'e Kodesh, Zeher L'Siya Mitzrayim.
Kivanu V'Avarta, V'Otanu Kidashta, Mikol Amin, V'Shabbat Kadshecha, V'ahava u'ratzon v'inchaltanu, Baruch atah Adonai mekadesh ha'shabbat. Amen.
Ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz.
We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem.
Shabbat Shalom. My name is David Charrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Perlin and Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship this evening. Thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music. Happy birthday, Israel. 70th birthday. You don't look a day over 50. Thank you for all of our members who helped celebrate Israel's 70th birthday, including Lindsay, all the way from Israel. Jacob, mazel tov. So excited for you and your family. Enjoy your very special weekend. Now I'd like to welcome up Janet Christensen for a very special message for you this evening about the week and weeks ahead. As you're coming up, I'm just going to say, and then I'm going to exit stage right. If you're new to TBS, welcome. If you have any questions or would like more information, members of our board membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening, our membership committee representatives are Fern and Saul Schwartz. Yay. So you can see them there. So if you have any questions, please see Fern or Saul at ONEG. Wishing everyone a restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Take shalom. It away, Janet.
Shabbat Shalom. Thanks, David. So I'm giving you a preview of things to come in more ways than one. In the coming months, we will honor Rabbi Perlin. Starting on April 27th, Rabbi Aaron Pankin will give the sermon. And don't forget Havdalah on April 28th. Cantor Rosalie Bach, Sheldon Lowe, Rick Recht, and Beth Schaefer will be singing, so please RSVP. And on that Sunday, we have mitzvah day. And hold on, I still have stuff to say. On May 12th, there is a gala dinner. We are publishing a tribute book because our rabbi is a winner. Submissions on April 20th are due. Any questions, go to Sandy Adams. And Rabbi, this is to show that we love you.
Please rise as we conclude with the singing of Israel's national anthem, HaTikva.
In Hebrew this time.
Page 14.
Kolot balev ha'eliha, nefesh yehudi homiha, ufatem.
May God nurture hope in your heart as our people has kept the flame of hope alive for many centuries. May your connection with our own community, with Jews around the world, our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel, help you to feel part of an eternal chain of love and tradition, of joy and Torah. May our land, our people, and our heritage of learning and righteousness bring you grounding on this Shabbat and through the week. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.